Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're a few.
Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. We just praise his holy name. The Lord is awesome. He's wonderful. Lord, you are altogether lovely. Amen. We want to welcome you to the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio Thursday night edition. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about tonight and what God's going to do. I cut the announcer off a little bit there. That has never happened. So we just thank God for first. Amen. He's doing some first kind of things here. Amen. I can just feel it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We lift you high, Lord God. Hallelujah. Higher than every circumstance and situation. We love you so very much, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for doing things just the way that you want them done. Hallelujah. We've been here for 10 years. We know that we've been doing things a certain way, but we're open, Lord God, for your way, for your changes, your transformation, whatever you want to do, we're open to you, Lord God. And then we dedicate this broadcast to you, and every broadcast is dedicated to you. Now, with our speaker tonight, Lord, we make a demand on your anointing in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just going down deep. Hey, thank you, Lord. Deep, call us unto deep, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to hear from you in a deep and a intimate way tonight through your man of God, through your servant, through your son tonight, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you right now for Reverend Bill and his wife, Reverend Kim. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been with us this month. You know we've had a good time. And I'm just like, I don't want it to end, so it may not end. We'll see. Hallelujah. I've been having such a great time with Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We've had such a great time. They shared with us their testimony of the first week and second week. We talked about their ministry. Hallelujah. And then last week, we heard Reverend Kim preach the word, and it was so good to me.
Hey.
I gleaned a couple of things off of it and preached it on Sunday. Hallelujah. So, and we've had such an awesome time in the spirit, and both of them, the Lord has used them in such a great way to prophesy. He's been prophesying through them. Even our, we have prayer before we come online, and the prayer was prophetic and confirming prayer. Glory to God. I love it when God confirms his word through somebody who wasn't even in the room with you. Praise God. So God has used them as confirming words to people. And then just really their ministry is activating the people of God to do what God would have them to do. And Reverend Bill operates in the fivefold ministry, moving in the spirit by the power of God. And as I said, activating the body of Christ in the prophetic gift. So, without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Reverend Bill Osborne. Welcome, Reverend Bill.
Well, I'm so excited to be here tonight with you guys. We're just knowing that God's getting to ramp some stuff up. Excuse me if I get a little bit excited. Because I might get a little bit excited, get a little shout going on. And,
Come on.
It's kind of hard not to get a shout going on when we hear the music, the startup music. It's like, how? Yes. We're up here dancing and giving glory to God. And, when it's closing and it goes off, we get a 15th wind going, and we start, yes, love
yes,
it. I love
yes,
it. Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Man, not a second win, but a 15th win. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You caught that.
yes, sir, I caught it. I got my catchers out. Hallelujah.
There you go. It is good. It is so good
Amen.
To be with you. We've had such a fun time hanging out with you guys and kind of getting to know people just a little bit, and God just showing us stuff, and God just showing up and showing off. I like it when he does that.
Me too. Wonderful. We want you, be led by the Lord, but we want you to go on into the word. And, of course, when you finish in about 40 minutes or so, we're going to open lines, and people will be able to have prayer requests and even ask for prophecy. Hallelujah.
Well, amen.
Amen. All right. So let the Lord use you.
All right. Well, you know what? Before I get started, Joel Osteen says a joke, but my wife wanted me to share what happened just at dinner tonight, which is kind of cool. We went to a restaurant, and you walk up and you order and stuff like that. And the guy's like, "How y'all doing?" You know, and I'm like, "Blessed and highly favored." And he says, "I'm making it." And I'm like, "You know why I'm blessed and highly favored?" He said, "No, why?" I said, "Because of Jesus." And I asked him, I said, "Are you a Jesus guy?" He says, "No, I'm an atheist, an agnostic." So he's kind of believing everybody, all the gods, and hoping that he gets the right one. And, you know, I had to tell him, kind of set him straight a little bit on that. But anyway, my wife, she boldly says that she goes, "Well, Bill's got a word for you. He wants to pray for you." I'm like, and he's going to show you that God is really God. And I'm like, nothing like being put on the spot, right? And so,
loving it.
So anyway, I just spoke a couple of things over him. I didn't want to over inundate him, but basically told him that God had called him to be a mechanic and a car mechanic, and also do stuff with motorcycles and have his own business and not working for somebody piecemeal and stuff like that, because he was an entrepreneur. And I told him quite a few things, and he's like, "Wow, how did you know I went to college for mechanic stuff?" And I'm like,
"Wow.
Well, this Jesus guy told me." And I said, "And the cool thing is, and what I like about when God uses us in the prophetic is, and we're out and about, just, you know, the world is our pulpit."
So,
you know, we do stuff up in the house, you know, and we do that, but we're supposed to shine this light wherever we go. And so the neat thing that I like about it is God will tell people stuff. They don't even, I told the guy, I said, "Well, God doesn't, you don't believe in him, but he believes in you. And he loves you. And he loves you enough to tell me to tell you stuff so that you know that he knows where you're at." And it just amazes me when God does that, because his heart is for people to know him. His heart is to bring people into restoration. And his heart is for every one of us, no matter what God's called us to do, no matter where we're at. You know, we might be an evangelist. We might be, I like this one lady, she cooked, and she would pray over the food and pray Holy Ghost over the food and send it out, and people would get healed, and people would come to know Jesus and stuff like that. And so it's not about the flavor of the gift that we see on TV, or the flavor of the gift that we see and we go, "Oh, we want to be like brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so." God says, "You be like you." And when we start doing that, we start really flowing and seeing the glory and the presence of God. And it's not hard, because we're just being who God made us to be. And so I just want to encourage us, everywhere we go, we're supposed to be. Remember that song we used to sing? I don't know if you guys did or not, but I know I was raised Lutheran, and we'd sing it in, you know, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under the bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Now, I'll tell you what. That song has got a whole lot of doctrine that maybe we should listen to, you know?
Amen. Simple yet profound. Amen.
I'm telling you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing when we pour those things into into God, but into the kids, so that when they grow up, it's still in them. And that has nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about, what I think God was wanting to say, but it was
still prophetic, and it was still confirming.
Amen.
I said it was still prophetic. I grew up in a Lutheran church, and the songs that I learned in the Lutheran church, and one was called Ferris, Lord Jesus, and I mean, that stuck with me from when I was three or four years old, and even when I hear it now, I just go into tears because it just touches my heart so deeply from the Lutheran church. Amen.
And it gets in there, you know. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nations.
Yes, yes.
Son of God and Son of Man. Beautiful. And it just stays in there. So see, I want to, I'm middle aged now. I'm getting ready to be 62. I'm going for 120. And
okay.
I had my associate pastor in Williamsburg, and one of his buddies was doing a convalescent ministry. And so I told him, I said, well, I'll come and play guitar. You know, I just help you all out. And but what was so amazing is the people with Alzheimer's, the people that were totally glossed over. When we started singing the precious blood of Jesus, when we started singing those hymns and those songs, it would enter into them, and their dementia would disappear. They would become lucid again. And it is just like God reaches into their soul and wakes them back up again. And so it was just amazing to me. They pull people in and drool coming out of their mouth, and all of a sudden they'd be singing praises to God. And it's so important to get that stuff. Mm. Anyway, I hope I get to go with what I got. But I'll step on into it if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Because this is the question, and this always needs to be the question. What is our expectation? What are we expecting? And we come in a church service, or we come in listening to a radio program, or we come in, and we have an expectation of what we think we're going to receive from God. And usually it's kind of a low expectation. Whenever we do conferences and things like that, when we do the worship at the conferences, we will just set up expectation. Because if we're just expecting to punch a time clock or to get some good information, that's all fine and dandy. But I want to go to a new place. I want to go to a place where I'm expecting God to heal, God to deliver, God to set people, God to save people, people's lives to be changed. And even in just during the time of worship, we set up an environment and we expect when God shows up, things to shift. And so we've seen that people getting healed, nobody praying for them. Just because the presence of God came in, just because they were expecting a touch from God. And my question is what is our expectation? My expectation is that whether we have 1 million people or we only have God, it doesn't matter, because I only want God. And when God shows up, when God is in the house, when Holy Ghost comes in the house, there's going to be some shifts and some changes. And I tell you what, I think we said this before, we cheat in ministry. We do. We're like we don't want to do much work. We go, Holy Ghost, you come in, you do your thing, we're going to follow. I have a one-point plan of getting every single one of your prayers answered 100% of the time. And this is so important. When we get on with what God's wanting to do, it's always going to happen. When we get on what we want to do and try to get God over on our side to do something, it doesn't necessarily happen. But when I have my ears open to say, just like Jesus said, God, what are you saying? And I'm going to say it. What are you doing? And I'm going to do it. When we shift that into that, we're going to see God move in a miraculous way. So here's the question. What is our expectation? And so often we've lowered our expectations because we haven't seen what we thought we should see. And a lot of times it's because there's a low expectation and God's just meeting our expectations, which is nothing sometimes. And we fall back. We fall back into forms of godliness. It says in 2 Timothy 3:5, they have a form of godliness but deny the power. We can look right. We know how to look right. We know how to act right. We know how to talk right. We know how to dress right. We've been comfortable with the thing of the kingdom of God. We've been comfortable, and we are comfortable as we fall back into the forms of godliness because it's comfortable. When we step in and we try and we step into the place where we say, Holy Spirit, come, well, it's no longer predictable and comfortable anymore. It's unpredictable because Holy Ghost does stuff. We kind of hold on. It's like a roller coaster ride sometimes, and we go, where are you going with this, God? And he says, don't worry about it. Just hold on. When we're in that form of godliness or form of religion or form of how we do church, how we do life in the kingdom of God, we're doing it so that this is how we've always done it. This is what we've always done. And we're comfortable with it because we're able to complete it without him. And God says when he steps into things, he takes us to places that we are unable to do it because he doesn't want us to work in our natural power, in a form of godliness, in a kind of, let's, we're doing something, and he wants us to step out into the unpredictable spirit and glory of God, that all of a sudden, all we can do is say, God, we can't do it. You can, and we're going to let you do it. We start cheating like we do, and we start seeing God move in miraculous ways. It's a hard step to go from the place of, if we lower our expectations, we're at a place where we can function and we can do it. It's how we've been taught, how man expects us to be, and it's all by ourselves. But I want to see the kingdom. I want to see God move. I have expectations of God setting people free and not having to do anything. No 17 steps to this and no 12 steps to that. Now we do need to disciple. We do need to read the Bible. We do need to pray. We do need to fast. We do need to have the disciplines of a life in the kingdom of God. But those disciplines don't get us to the place that we go because it's the energizing supernatural power of God that changes us. In Romans 12, 2, it says, do not be conformed, but be transformed. And that word, do not be conformed, is, and that's not the whole scripture, but I'm just going to go because I've got 22 minutes left, and I don't know what I've got left. But anyway, do not be conformed. That word conformed is a schematic. It's the word, the Greek word is what we get schematic for. And it's a plan. It's a drawing. It's a but it's made out of the world's way and not out of the kingdom's way. And so it says, don't be conformed. Don't do what looks right. Don't do what acts right. Don't do what talks right. Don't be conformed to look like a Christian, but you don't have that little light that shines. And so it goes on to be, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That transform is a metamorpho. The word that we get out of the Greek is the word metamorphosis, which is what a butterfly does. It's a caterpillar, and it turns into a butterfly. Now, whatever happens in that cocoon, I do not know. You do not know. The scientists don't even understand it. All they know is the caterpillar is a totally different creature than the butterfly. A different digestive system, a different body, a different, everything is changed and transformed. It's not the same thing. And God, Paul is saying, do not be conformed to looking like it, but be transformed by the renewing power of the Holy Ghost so that you can't go back to where you were at. By walking in the Spirit, see, we stop doing the falling back into the forms of it, and we start walking by the Spirit. Romans says that those who walk by the Spirit do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, we've been taught that we do everything not to fulfill the lust of the flesh, but God says follow the Spirit and you won't have to worry about it. There's a supernatural power of God. See, before I read the Bible, I was doing stuff that the Bible said. I was like, I'd get these groanings on the inside. My wife still laughs because I still do it. And then I read that the Spirit gives you the inner groanings. And I'm already functioning in the things of God. See, here's the thing. When we walk according to the Spirit, you can literally, now, I'm a Bible thumper. You need to read the Bible. You got to do it. It's important, and it's important to get it in. It's important to study. But so I'll say that before I say this. If we're walking according to the Spirit, we could, but don't. We could throw the Bible out because we'd be living the Bible because the Holy Spirit is guiding and directing us into all truth. Now, see, all of a sudden, it's not a natural thing. It's a supernatural transformation. And I want to walk in that supernatural transformation. And I want to see God's kingdom come. My expectations are high. The first time that I got slated as a prophet, we were out of state. They had it on radio and the newspapers and stuff like that. That Prophet Bill Osborne was coming. Now, see, I kind of like it when I just sneak up on people, kind of like why I like Reverend, because whatever I'm functioning in, if I'm functioning in an evangelistic thing, if I'm functioning in I sneak up. And so I like to sneak up, but here they go. You know what they did? They go, well, here comes the prophet. And so all of a sudden, I'm sitting there going, because I know something. See, I can't fall back into a form of godliness because I can't prophesy that way. And if God doesn't show up, sigh at all. And so all of a sudden, I can't do it in the natural. I've got to do it. All these things that we can, a lot of it, we can fake it till we make it. And God says, no, you don't fake it till you make it. You just make it. You press in. And I understand, and I know I'm going from one level of glory to the next. I'm continually being transformed. I'm continually being renewed by the Spirit of God. Okay, so here's my question. What if it were true that we were transformed into something new? What if it was really true that there was a supernatural change and a supernatural life that God wants us to step out of our natural way of life and start walking in the supernatural. I kind of like that. My level of expectation, I want to see dead race. I want to see all kinds of stuff. And I believe the Bible to be true. So if it said it, then I should be able to do it. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in, I say Messiah, but, you know, it's Christ, the Greek, but it's Messiah. If anyone is in Messiah, he or she is a new creation. That word for creation in the Greek means, could be translated as a new form of being. Now, the old has passed, you've heard this in the Bible, the old has passed away. Everything has become new. And what if that was really true? It is. And why are we a new form of being? Because the Spirit of the living God comes in and resides in us. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, that we, as we look at his face, behold his glory in a mirror, as in a mirror, we are being transformed from one glory to the next. God is transforming us into the image of his Son. God is transforming us not only into the image, but into the glory of his Son. We don't just look like it. We act like him. We speak like him. We hear it say, well, we put on the armor of God so the devil can't tell who we are. Well, we put on the life of Christ, people shouldn't be able to tell the difference between us and Jesus. We should be walking Jesus, walking love of Christ, walking, bringing people into the kingdom of God, walking in signs, wonders, and miracles. But what are we expecting? Where's our level of expectation? What kind of kingdom of God are we looking for? And I'm telling you today, God wants us to step higher. God wants us to be, he's happy with where we're at, but there's so much more that we can be doing. He wants us to step up. He doesn't want to just to step up one level of glory. He, two levels, three levels. How far do you want to go? Tonight is the night of demarcation. You can step up. And God is saying, what do you want? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the God. And in Romans 8:11, it says, the Spirit of the one who raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And you, every one of us, that Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead is in us. What should we be expecting? What is our expectation? Well, first of all, here you go. Ephesians 3:20 says this. It says, God is able to do abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine, according to the power of God that's at work within you. So here you go. God is able to do abundantly above all. What are you expecting from God? What are you believing that God can do in you, through you, for you? Excuse me. What are we thinking? Where is our expectation at? And wherever your expectation is at, you can set it low. You can set it high, medium. You can set it high, or you can set it in the impossible. But guess what? Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do abundantly above all that you could ever ask, think, or imagine. So guess what? I don't want to think minimum. I don't want to think medium. I want to go to extraordinary. I want to go to super. I want to be in places. I want to see the kingdom of God move. I want to be involved in a thing that I can't do. I'm so tired of seeing and doing what I can do. I want this God that lives inside of me to do what he does. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, there's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, people didn't tell me that you weren't supposed to prophesy. People didn't tell me that you weren't supposed to heal. People didn't tell me that we weren't supposed to work miracles. People didn't tell me that we weren't supposed to have wisdom. And guess what? Here you go. This is for everybody. This is not just for the apostle. This is not just for the pastor. This is not just for the teacher. This is not just for the evangelist. This is not just for the licensed or ordained minister. This is for every single Christian. The Holy Spirit lives in you, and he has all the gifts. All you've got to be stupid enough to do is say, God, use me. And all you've got to be stupid enough to do is when he gives you an unction to function, step out in it instead of saying, I don't do that. God wants to take us to new places, and it's not us. I have resident gifts within me that I can function and I can rely on and I can do. But when I rely on Holy Spirit, I can do all things. We can do all, we can only do some things. What? All things? Not almost everything? All things. So there's not one thing that we can't do without Christ, when we're in Christ. And so I want us to get to a level that we're thinking that way. This is what Jesus said. Because it's not about bishops and elders and deacons and all that kind of stuff. Jesus brought it down to the basic thing. Whoever believes in me, you don't have to understand, there's disciplines that we do that it's important to do on a daily basis. Brings us closer to God. But you don't have to do any of the disciplines. All you have to do is believe in Jesus. Day one, Jesus said, those who believe will do the works that I do. Can you imagine that? Laying hands on the demon possessed and the demons disappear. Laying hands on the sick and they recover. I like this one. Walking on water without a surfboard. I like that. Jesus did it. He said, you should be able to do it too. How about speaking to the winds and the waves and they listen to you? But Jesus amped it up one thing further. I don't get this. I cannot wrap my head around this. And I'm saying, God, expand me so I can. But Jesus said, those who believe, because he's going to the Father, we will do even greater works than what Jesus did. That just blows my mind. I'm trying to get way up high, and he's blowing my mind on this. This is what Jesus is saying. It's available to us. Because we have Holy Spirit living in us. See, nobody told me that we weren't supposed to be doing these things. When I got saved, nobody told me that you couldn't do what the Bible says. And I didn't need a title. The only thing I needed was Holy Spirit. And he... I'll tell you a secret. Don't let anybody else know. But Holy Spirit is God. And when we got God inside of us, something shifts, something changes. We become another person. And we can stay another person. See, nobody told me that we couldn't do this. So I was baptizing 3, 4, 5 people a month because I got them saved and then I got them wet. Nobody told me you weren't supposed to do that. I was casting out demons. Nobody told me you were supposed to do that. And so I was casting out so many demons, these guys said, oh, you got to read these books so you can do it better. So you can go to a form of godliness. So you can go to a regimented way to do it. And I didn't know any better, so I read the books. And then I started trying to cast out demons by what the book said instead of what Holy Spirit said. Guess what? I wasn't doing as many deliverances as I was before because I was not being led by the Spirit. I was being led by men's doctrines and teachings that didn't necessarily line up to the Bible. But the only thing you need to know about demons is the blood of Jesus will set everyone free. And once the demons are gone, fill them up with the Holy Ghost. Other than that, God will do it all kinds of different crazy ways. And I'm excited because I've got to see that happen. Healing the sick. It was kind of crazy because I would have heathens on the job come up and ask for prayer because they knew that I had a connection with this God. And people were getting healed. I was a conduit of the healing of Jesus. And they would come and they would go, hey. And I'll tell you what, there wasn't one person around that didn't know that I was a Jesus guy. They knew I was a Jesus guy. And they knew that there was healing in my hands through Jesus Christ. And so they would come. About one of my favorite things is I had two guys working for me, and they said this. They said one guy had an abscess tooth, and God healed him. Another guy had his back was messed up. He was humping shingles up and down the roof, two-story roof for me, and he came and he said, my back is messed up. So here you go. I'm praying for the guy's back. Buddy of mine's behind him. I'm praying. It was the deadest prayer I ever prayed. While I'm praying, I don't know if you all ever did, I'd just be open and honest. I'm like, this is the deadest. I'm thinking in my head while I'm praying a prayer of faith. I'm like, God, this is the deadest prayer that I've ever prayed. This is so dry, so nasty. And God, this guy came to you. I didn't chase him down for healing. He came to you because he knew you could heal him. About 2 hours later, he comes back and says, my back is healed. Now, the guy who was behind him, a buddy of mine, he said the power of God was so heavy that he could hardly stand. And he was behind him to catch him. So he's like, I got to stand. So I didn't feel nothing. Why? Because it's God moving. But him and this guy who had an abscess tooth, they said, they had this best, and I might have told you guys this, but I love this story. They said, you wouldn't believe what it felt like. And they both agreed it was better than the best shot of cocaine they ever had. That's my God. My God's better than the best shot of cocaine. My God's better than the best crack. My God's better than the best drug. My God's better than the best sex. My God's better than the most money that you could have. My God is better than all of that. Yes. And I'm excited because we are a little light that lets his light shine.
You're so cute, creepy baby.
Yes, I like it. And God wants to do all. See, God, nobody told me that this wasn't the way that a Christian was supposed to walk. I had this cat. We called it Rahab because she's a little harlot. It was an outdoor cat that was a neighborhood cat, and she kept on getting pregnant. And so I just called her Rahab. And she came in, and one of her front paw, the bone was broken at about a 45-degree angle. And so I picked that little kitten up, and I put it on our washing machine, on a towel, and prayed for it. Next morning, leg was straight, leg was good, leg was, oh, I like Mama Cat's story.
Yes.
So Mama Cat has some kittens, and she had it on my front porch, and this was when Kim and I were just getting ready. We just had gotten married, and I'm moving from my train station to where we're living. And Mama Cat just had some babies, and she took them into the woods. And I told her the night before we left, I said, Mama Cat, you need to bring your kittens up here because we're moving. In the morning, all the kittens were up on the porch waiting for it to move. I love it when God does stuff like that. I'd go into job, and like I said, everyone knows that I'm a Jesus guy. Everywhere I go, if Jesus people are going to get persecuted, I'll be one of the first ones, because everybody knows Bill is a Jesus guy. So I would go through these security guard things, and all the security guards. And here's the crazy thing. Whether people were saved or not, they all pretended to be saved when I came around. They did. It was fun. Well, some of the heathens didn't, but everybody was like, I'd bring guys around with me just to kind of show them around, and they're like, how are all these people saved? And I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, I went up to the security guard and prayed for her while she's on duty. She, like, bounces up against the God, almost knocks her to the ground and heals her and stuff like that. But that's what we're supposed to do. I had some friends that were, well, they were not Jesus folk, but we sowed into them and sowed into them, and they, after about a year and a half, they got saved, and then they moved up to New York, and the lady was just kind of a matter of fact, you know, just matter of fact, and I get a call from her, and she needs prayer, and she's got this demon. And so she says, I need this thing gotten rid of. And I'm like, okay. So we start praying. And as I'm praying, I'm in Virginia. She's in New York. See, God doesn't have any distance. God is not, there's no distance with God. And so here I am. I'm praying over the phone. And all of a sudden, I'm telling the demon to get out, and the demon goes, he goes, and this is a lady, she's no nonsense, all of a sudden out of her voice goes, if I leave her, I'm going into Nicholas, which was their little baby, which was in another room, which all of a sudden when that voice said that, that baby started screaming. And I told him, no, you ain't going in there. And da, 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 da. Anyway, all said and done, demon was gone, baby was fine, but we were states away. This is the thing that I want to bring up to the next level of expectation, that my prayers are powerful no matter where I'm praying. It's going out and bringing shifts. It's going out and bringing changes. What if the Bible's true?
It is.
Yes. What if we're a new creation?
Yard.
What if God lives within us?
He does.
There's no limitation, because this is the God that created the universe lives within us. The only limitations is what we put on him. If we allow him to flow, you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. And you may say, I don't see signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, remember, I was telling everybody I was a Jesus guy, right? And so everybody knew that I was a Jesus guy. And and anyway, everybody knew that. Mark 15:20 says, they preached the gospel everywhere. And let me get it not all wild and stuff like that. They just proclaimed the good news of Jesus. They proclaimed what Jesus did. They proclaimed what Jesus, what they saw Jesus do. This one lady, we were at a meeting, and I called her up, and I said, "What do you need healing for?" And she goes, "Nothing." Big conference, and I'm like, I just called her up, and I said, "No, really, what do you need healing for?" And she goes, "Nothing." And I go, "What do you need healing for?" And she goes, "Nothing." And so I said, "Okay." Well, I started praying over her back, her neck, and God said to lengthen her legs, and so I had her sit down, and I called the lady up, and I told her what to pray, and she's praying, and I said, "How's that going?" And she's the lady who was praying and had her ankles in the air. She said her legs are still moving. So I'm like, "Okay, we're gonna let God do his thing." When everything was all said and done, because the man of God didn't need to do it, because it was God doing it. The lady gets up, and after she had said, "I don't need healing," she said, her testimony was, she had just been in a car wreck a couple of months ago. Her back and everything was all jacked up. It was so bad that the only kind of therapy she could do was hydrotherapy. And she was standing and touching her toes and spinning and doing all kinds of crazy stuff because God healed her right there. These are the kind of things that I want to see. I want to see people, the kingdom of God. Do you know in the kingdom of God, when we say heaven, do you know that there's not one sick person in there? Do you know there's not one tear being cried? Do you know that everyone knows who they are? Do you know that the streets, this is how good the finances are. If you go and sweep the streets, you're going to get gold dust. And so there's no lack of finances. There's no lack of anything. And this is what Jesus said this. This is how we pray. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done only in heaven and not on earth." No way. As in heaven, so it should be on earth. And so I'm expecting to see God move in mighty ways.
Yes.
We've seen people healed. Cancers disappear. Ears open up. I'll say it. We've seen the dead raised, both human and animal. I had a cat that ran out into the yard, stupid cat, ran out into the street, got hit, was killed. Found it, grabbed it up, prayed for it, came back to life. Did it again. I think it came back to life. The third time, no life. That's stupid enough to get hit by a car three times. That's it. But I guess there's a limit to the grace. No, there's no limit to the grace of God. Yeah, that cat only had three lives, my wife is saying. But and I actually got the blessing to my brother OD'd and was dead. And I got the blessing to be able to pray over him, and life came back into his body. And so these are things that we should be walking in this supernatural life, because we have the God of all creation in us. And so my question today, I just saw where we're at the time, because I can keep on going. The natural form of godliness, the good looking, is the enemy of God's best. Where you're walking at right now, there's still levels of glory to reach. There's still places that you haven't even thought of that God wants to bring you to. So we're going to release right now. If you said, "I want to see signs and wonders. I want to see miracles. I want to see, I like the first time we did a rain thing. I was working on this job, and I had a half an hour on a roof to do, and where it was at was going to leak pretty bad if it got rain. And there's thunderstorms and lightning. A whole line of it came up. I started freaking out, and then I said, now, hold on a second. Jesus spoke, and it didn't happen, and he stopped it. And so I said, hold on a second. And I commanded the rain. I said, you cannot come down on this house until I finish. Now, you got to remember this. When you pray, you better make sure you're praying the right way. And so here I am. Thunder and lightning is going to the right. Thunder and lightning is going to the left. I'm up on the roof. I'm finishing up. I hit the last nail into the roof, and I stand up, and buckets pour. I should have said, you can't rain until I get into my truck. But no, I didn't. And you know, that's the beginning of stuff. And so we need to learn that. But we pray right now a fresh supernatural release on everyone. The things of God, the supernatural things of God, cannot be taught. They must be caught. It's a contagious thing of the glory and the presence of God. It's a release of the signs and wonders. It's a release of the gift. It's not something that we can teach somebody how to do, but just because the disciples rubbed up against Jesus, they started acting like Jesus. And right now, we're rubbing up against Jesus. We ask Jesus to come. We ask Jesus to be present in everyone. And right now, we ask that there would be a fresh, new release of the Holy Spirit, that people would be rebaptized, people would be re-strengthened, that their minds would open up to fresh things of what they haven't even expected God to do, and start expecting at the next level and the next level. We ask for supernatural releases of financing, supernatural releases of business, supernatural releases in husbands and wives, that even the things that have said that the divorce is dying or the divorce is on the way, that there would be a shift and a change and there would be restoration. Lord, and not just a restoration, like we're falling back into lower expectations, but an expectation of a changed marriage, supernatural on the husband and the wife, that there would be a shift and a change. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness, that people's eyes would be open to the supernatural, that people's ears would be open to what you say, Lord, that hearts would be willing to step out onto the water, knowing that they're going to drown, but knowing you said to step out. And, Lord, we just thank you that as they step out in faith, you'll hold them up. And you'll show them off to this world, that they will be a people that are set apart for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I went a little long.
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you, through you tonight, that I know that everybody who's listening and those who are going to listen in the future got touched in some way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was so many things that you said tonight that you know, like I said, with the transforming, that's what we've been, the Lord has had us talking about that on Sunday, and he's been talking to us about, you know, being transformed and everything, and then, oh, it's just so much. But when you got to the animal and talking about the cat, Rahab, come on, really?
You gotta call it out, you see it, right?
I was just cracking up laughing. And you know, and how the cat got healed and everything, and the cat got raised from the dead, you know. And I said this years ago. The Lord had me to pray for a dog, and this was like in the beginnings of my relationship with the Lord. But he just said, you know, a friend of mine was taking care of her friend's dog. The dog was old and blind. And so I was in the kitchen alone with the dog. I laid hands on the dog and prayed for the dog. And somebody came in and saw me doing it and said, oh, come on, kids. Are you praying over the dog too? And so they were like laughing at me and everything. And my friend called me up the next day, like screaming, because the dog was prancing around the house like a puppy. And previously the dog was, you know, in a new house and everything, the dog was running against the walls because, you know, it was a new environment and the dog couldn't see. And so it was just awesome, you know, to see, like you said, you know, nobody said, said you can't do that. So it's like the Lord said, go ahead, do it. Pray for the cat. You know, raise the cat from the dead. Go ahead, do it. You know, and I think it's just awesome, and it's just so refreshing to hear somebody else doing what the Lord talks to me about too. You know, the people who are listening tonight, you know, people that I know who are listening, probably some that I don't even know. God has been touching people. And I was one of those, let me say this. Not all the time does God allow us to come together. You know, there are times where God is making a man and a woman without them being around other people and without them getting their confirmation from somebody else, but to just step out by faith and do what God says to do. And then every now and then he allows us to come together. And we see that, you know, have you ever seen these birds that have so many different colors in them and everything? And it's like they look like they're completely unique when you see them by themselves. And then when you see a group of them, everybody got colors, you know? And so I feel like that's what tonight is. And this time with you all has been, it's like, yeah, God has people that are doing what you all are doing by his Spirit. And they live over in South Carolina, but I'm going to let y'all hook up for just a minute, you know, and then you see that what I've done in you, I've done in them as well. So it's been a wonderful time tonight, all this month, actually. Praise the Lord. I've just been so blessed. I could give you more examples of things that I've gone through that you've talked about tonight. I've been so blessed. I do want to open up the line so you all can begin to press your number one key. Hallelujah. And, you know, Reverend Bill has been very accurate with the word of God, with the prophecies. I mean, he talks and prophecies come out. Just a regular conversation, and it's a confirming prophetic word, you know. So, you know, press your number one key. You want a word from the Lord. So you got one last week or week before last. If the Lord is telling you to press your number one key, go ahead and do that. Amen. It's just so good to hear someone give a word from the Lord and they don't know your stuff. I love that. I love it when that happens. You know, people don't know your stuff, but they, you know, God will give them a word for you. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. I see Dr. Patrice said, what an awesome word. Amen. Hallelujah. I was checking my yes.
I wanted to throw out something because I saw this when we were first getting started. I just saw it was like an opening in heaven with angels just looking down to see what we were going to do, and not just see what I was going to do, but see what everyone else was going to do. Because God is marking stuff down, and they're watching us to see what we step into, and so God wants to touch people today.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And I want to say this. I have been so touched when you started talking about expectation. I won't go into it right now, but it just really confirmed to me something that I need to do. Because, you know, my expectation has got to be higher. Absolutely. Amen. So people are pressing their number one key. We're going to open up the line. Go ahead and press your number one key. Bishop, you were the first one to press your number one key. So you're going to be first. There we see Minister Mary, Minister Rachel, and anyone else. If you have pressed your number one key, I'm not seeing you. So text me. Let me know that you have pressed your number one key. You know, our number one key is kind of finicky sometimes. Amen. So anyone else, we got about 50 minutes. Don't wait till the last 2 minutes, okay? Go ahead and press your number one key. God has a word for you, for real. Amen. Opening up the line now for Bishop Aaron. Amen. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. Praise God. I've been in anticipation. I pressed my number one key as soon as I got in the room. I just thank God for this word, this confirming word tonight. It's like I woke up from a dream, and I just the man of God just reminded me. I'm like, you done conformed to so many stupid things. When you used to just do things because God told you to do them, and you see God doing something that nobody else did, it'd be like, how did that happen? Because I started doing it man's way instead of God's way. So I thank God for this confirming word, this realigning word, readjusting, and I'm excited about tomorrow. Oh, let me pass a dog, a cat, a bird, or anything, or anybody that I might encounter in the marketplace.
Before y'all get started, let me tell you this. When I prayed for the dog that time, this was 20-some years ago, I said, you know what? If I never preach in a pulpit again, I got a dog ministry, and I know it. You know?
Lord. Like, y'all know I have a car ministry? I had such raggedy cars in my life, I lay hands on my car, and my car would work.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, go ahead, Reverend Bill.
God bless you.
Well, Bishop, first thing I want to do is pray over your body. Because I don't know, I'm hearing this, to pray over you for healing and stamina and strength. It's almost like your vitality has been zapped, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we just speak over your body, and we speak over your, actually we break off curses that have been placed over you, over your family, over your ministry. We stand in the gap and we say they can't function anymore. We send it back to where it came from, and we speak life over your body right now, and that there would be a strengthening, a vitality, that even the strength of 15 years, like you get set back to where you were at 15 years ago.
Amen.
And Lord, we just thank you for that. We ask that you would strengthen his hands and his arms, Lord, his ability to move and to function. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask for fresh fire on him, and Lord, we speak the things that have dammed up those rivers flowing from him. It's almost like, not that there hasn't been rivers flowing, but it's been obstructed, and it's not been flowing. And Lord, we just break those obstructions right now in Jesus' name. We break those things off, that everywhere you go, you will see life, you will see health, you will see improvement, that everything, it's like things haven't been growing, they've been seeing. And right now we just break off the curses that have been proclaimed over you, and we speak life, health, and strength. Everywhere you go, that anointing would go. Every place you lay your hands, there would be restoration, healing, and deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask right now that I hear this, and I don't know what God is actually doing, but I'm hearing this, that God is expanding your territory, expanding your anointing. There, you've been functioning in one way for so long, and God's bringing a shift on that and an increase. There's stuff that you've been wanting to do, but you haven't seen, you've been praying for, and God says, I've heard those prayers, and I'm releasing a fresh anointing over you tonight.
Woo!
That there will be a shift even in your mindset. Yeah. We spoke over your body, but we're also speaking a clarity, the fogginess that the enemy, not bad, but it's like there's been a fogginess, and Lord, that there would be clarity in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Claritin clear.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord would bless you with the faith for you to live to be 120, that the Lord is wanting you to live long on the earth in Jesus' name. And we break off any people dying among your family line in Jesus' name. So I speak over you that he will live a long life and will live in that time. They're the works of the Lord, and that the generational curse of people dying young in your family line will be broken off in the name of Jesus, even back to the third and fourth generation and ahead to the third and fourth generation. In Jesus' name I pray.
It is no longer in the family line. It cannot be passed down.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Cannot be received anymore.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Well, we know that that's an accurate word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop, I'm not going to try to get you to talk. Okay?
Warlord.
Go on and lay out before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I just I thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, of course, y'all don't know. Maybe someday I'll tell you. But that word was right on. Praise God. I mean, right on in Jesus' name. You know, I apologize. I ask for forgiveness. You know, I was so excited about everybody being on the line. We didn't pray for my mama. And Pastor Catherine and Mom, you didn't press your number one key, but you shouldn't have had to. So, President, I'm opening up the line. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the stage and to carry the prayers.
Amen. So it was a good word, huh?
Mm-hmm. That was a good word.
Amen. So pray for my mom, and then we'll have Pastor Catherine to come on.
Well, Father, we just lift up Pastor Mom to you again. And oh, my question is how did the doctor thing go? With the leg.
How did it go? Yeah. He said that her leg is healing. The bone fracture is healing and it's doing, you know, what it's supposed to do. And he's still saying that she cannot put any weight on it for another 6 weeks, and he wants to see her again in 6 weeks and see. But you know, that she was doing very well.
Well, you know what? We're gonna press in again, because I know it was twisted at one time and just not quite lined up. So we thank you, Lord, for lining that thing up. But we speak that her bones would wax fast. Lord, that there would be a supernatural healing over this bone. We ask that there's fresh infusion of calcium in her bones, and we just strength on her bones, strength in her back, strength with the balance that she would be able to get up. We're waiting to see you dance again. I'm just waiting to hear you're dancing again. Yes.
And running and leaping and shouting and jumping and praising God. Thank you, Lord.
Because, Lord, we just thank you right now that you would infuse Pastor Mom with her shout.
Yes.
Yes. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we ask that you would bring fresh dreams and visions. Lord, that even in the night season, you would start showing her things that need to be done. Lord, we thank you, and this is what I hear God saying, is he said this at the beginning of the year, not just for you, but for many people, that what you've been doing, that season is done, and God is shifting you into a new place and a new realm in him, a new anointing, and it's okay to let go of the old, because you can't embrace the new until the old is let go. And so God is getting ready to shift you into, I just see you breaking in, and you may have already been doing it, but I see you bringing, you are going to be like Moses when the Israelites were fighting, I think, whoever they were fighting, And Aaron and her got on each side of his thing, and as he raised his hands, they won. And as he put his hands down, the Israelites lost. And I see that you will be a deciding point. Your prayers are going to be part of in strengthening the warfare of the things of God in the Missouri-Illinois area.
Yeah,
I also see you doing stuff in the islands. And God is just expanding. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would stir up this fresh new move in Pastor Mom.
Amen. And I know that when I preached on Minister Elaine's radio show and I talked about stretching forward as a prophetic act of reaching for what God has, I just want to ask Pastor Mom to do that, just to reach forward as far as you can and just say, thank you, Lord.
Now I'm going to stop Kim right there and I'll let her finish. But I don't care who you are, you can join in with this prophetic act to grab the things that are forward, reach forward, and forget the things of the past. Pull those things in. So,
yes, and also – Bill kind of talked about this a little bit when he first started preaching, but on New Year's Eve, we drew a line of demarcation, and we jumped over it to go into the future. You know why? Because we're
somewhere
in
the
future,
and we look much better than we look right now.
Hallelujah.
So those of you that can, jump over that line of demarcation. Jump a few feet over it. Don't just do one jump because you want to go further than one jump. And also, so I'm going to ask Pastor Mom to stretch forward, and those who will do that, stretch forward. Stretch out and reach those things and pull them towards you, the things that lie ahead. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. Thank you, Lord, for promotion. Thank you, Lord, it's new season. And we thank you, Lord, that we're stretching and reaching forward and claiming all those things that you have for us. It's promotion. We thank you, Lord, for this new season. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, Lord, for longevity. Thank you for energy. Thank you, Lord, for the impossible becoming possible in Jesus' name.
And don't reach once. Don't reach twice. Don't reach three times. Keep on pulling it in.
Amen.
Yes, just like the example of the arrows that you want to give that.
The prophet told the king to keep arrows out the window, and he only shot three. And he said, if you'd have done five or six, you would have totally destroyed the enemy. But now you're only going to win a couple of battles. And so, reach out and just grab and grab and grab and grab and grab. We want every one of us to be victorious and to go over the line as a victor.
And those of you that might have children that are prodigals, pull them in right now. We're reaching and pulling in our children. Our children will serve the Lord. Our children belong to God. The prodigals are coming back this year. Thank you, Lord. Send your hands of heaven to bring back the prodigal children. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Hook the kids in the jaw. Yes. Bring them in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen, Mom. All right, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I want Reverend Bill to know and Reverend Kim, as they were praying for Mom, me, I was laying my hands on her knee, but there was a lot of jumping going on in that knee as they were praying. I said, praise God. I know you're doing something in this knee, Lord. I know you are. So, Thank you all so much. I just enjoyed everything tonight, you all, and Reverend Bill. I enjoyed the testimony that you gave to the man at the restaurant today, and when you told him that you may not know him, but he knows you. That was so good. You may not know him, but he knows you. And that was so good what you told him. And then I received all that you all, your prophetic word just then that you released over all of us. I received that. Praise God.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for a fresh release of the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Just the supernatural things of God. So I just wanted to say, tell you all thank you, and I have just enjoyed you all month long. And may God bless you, and may he continue to use you all for his glory. Praise God. And let your light, continue to let your light shine. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor Catherine, I just was wondering what kind of supernatural thing you were talking about that you want from God.
Well, you know, when I first got, when I first got saved, but when I was first filled with the Holy Spirit, God told me that I had the gift of healing. And so I just kind of, you know, there were some people, I went to the hospital and they were healed a couple of times. And then later on down the line, I just, you know, I guess I kind of just kind of gave it up. You know, I know I do pray for people, but I really, really, really have a desire that, and I think the thing is, what you said tonight was, sometimes you don't expect God to do some things, but my expectation has really kind of has. I thank God for you just mentioning that again, and having our expectation to be higher than it is, you know. But I just try to always leave it up into the hands of the Lord. Also, I know that I have many times I have prophetic words, you know, for people. And sometimes I kind of pull back and I don't say anything. And sometimes I'm going like, well, maybe I'm kind of wrong. Maybe I might, if I say that, God, the God, like you said, you know, just step out. Just go on and step out. I don't want to say what you said, but I'll say bold. I won't say that other word, but praise God.
Well, we want to just stir stuff up, and I'm going to ask you to do something that's kind of weird. You know that God has given you a gift, but you step back from it, okay?
Yes.
And this is for you and for other people too. Let's go ahead and ask God to forgive us for not stepping into all that he has for us.
Amen. Praise God.
And so everybody, just say this after me. Father God, I know the things that you've called me to.
Father God, I know the things you called me to.
I stepped into them, but I stepped back.
I stepped into them and I stepped back.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to fill me with fresh boldness.
I ask you to fill me with fresh boldness.
Re-anoint me in those areas that I've stepped away from.
Re-anoint me in those areas I stepped away from.
And I ask to see your marvelous power at work.
And I ask to see your marvelous power at work.
Setting the captives free.
Setting the captives free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I've never done this before on the radio, so you got to tell me how this works, okay? Because I know in person that this works real well, okay, when God says to do it. So we're doing this for the first time. So what I want you to do is just take your hands and put your palms up. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, now, right now, we release the power and the glory of God, the fire of the healing and the fire of your glory, Lord. We ask that you would release healing to her hands. Lord, release the prophetic, increase the prophetic. Lord, increase her boldness. We thank you for giving her fresh new boldness to step out. And Lord, bring confirmation of the prophetic healing, prophetic words, just the prophetic, and bring her feedback so she can have greater and greater faith. But we just release that fresh fire of you through Pastor Catherine and anyone else who's got their hands up in Jesus' name. Now, did you feel anything when I was praying?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Even in my hand.
It works on the radio.
Yes, even in my hand.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
So now here's the thing. Because we don't have to feel anything. But when we feel stuff, we have a surety of knowledge that God's done something. Okay?
Yes.
So it's not by faith, it's by sight. Now it's time to start. And I encourage everybody, I to play with the gifts. When I was in Missouri and the snow fell, the first thing I'd do is I'd get my car out and I'd get in a parking lot and just drive donuts and do everything so that I knew how the car would function. And it's time to start learning how these gifts can function. The things that we're good at, the things that we're not so good at. When we do prophetic training, we do circles so that people can realize that they are hearing from God, but there are limitations of what they're hearing. And so just play with that. And I want to hear testimonies about people you're laying hands on and getting healed and all that kind of stuff, because God's saying, yay!
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you all so much, Hen. Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you.
Amen.
Love you all too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. All right. Okay, I see you guys have pressed your number one key. We have Minister Mary next, opening up your line now. Welcome,
hey, y'all,
Mary.
Can you hear me? Hi, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I have my ears in, so I was hoping that you could hear me well.
Oh, good, good.
I'm just going to tell you, I have really enjoyed, not just tonight, but all through this month, I have really enjoyed the sermons and just listening to you praying for other people and the Lord giving prophetic words to all the other people. And every time I heard something, I'd grab it for myself.
That's great.
So, I grab it for myself, and it's been such a blessing, and I have really, really enjoyed it. So just God bless you and praise the Lord for you. Oh, when you all were praying for Bishop Aaron, that blessed my heart. Oh, that blessed my heart. Last week when you all were praying and when you were praying for when you were praying for everyone, but especially when you were praying for Minister Rachel, because I have just I just feel a connection with her because, you know, she has so many children and I have so many children, and that just really blessed my heart. But that's all I wanted to say. God bless you, and I really just enjoyed everything.
Well, we want to one of the things that I was hearing is that we want to stand in agreement with you for your children. I'll just say what I'm saying, because I don't know if there's been jail time in it or what, but it's serious, and it's not just kind of like, you know, it's one of those things that many people might say there's no hope, and I hear God saying there's hope, and so we want to stand in agreement with you. And we want to say freedom, 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 freedom from the shackles, freedom from the chains of the enemy, the talons that the enemy has placed in them. We break those things off right now in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we cover them. We release. We stand in agreement with your prayers. And devil, you can have them. And we thank you, Lord, for a restoration, a change, a turnaround. We ask that even in the ninth season, that angels would come, that messengers from God would come in a dream, and because that's about the only way that they can be reached. And, Lord, touch them. Lord, give them visions of what the future is going to be like if they don't shift. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we ask that the fear of God would be upon them. Lord, they know who you are. They know who you are. And we ask right now that would be welled up. Holy Spirit, bring to remembrance all those things of the past. Bring to remembrance all the things. And even as we prayed earlier tonight, that the generational misdeeds would be broken now in Jesus' name, that it would not pass. I hear this, the family characteristics, things that this is how they've all been. And we break that off right now, because now it's in the family of God, because Sister Mary, my Bible says this, that you and your household will be saved. And Lord, we stand on that word. We release salvation. And I see, I'm hearing, and I you've got, it's the son is got, he's an evangelist. And is supposed to be a preacher, and he's running. And we because this is what, as an evangelist, people gather around him, and he gets them doing stuff. And as that preacher heart that's in him, doesn't matter how bad he's got, still has a heart for the people. And Lord, we just stir that up right now. Lord, we proclaim those giftings and callings over him once again in Jesus' name, that you cannot run, you cannot hide, even as Jesus told Paul, it's hard to kick against the goads. Lord, we ask for a quick turnaround. We ask for a quick turnaround.
Turn it on a dime. Thank you.
A quick turnaround. Even judgments against him would shift. We thank you, Lord, for
that. Lord,
that we just thank you. And we speak over your children's families, that there would be restoration, that there would be peace, that there would be, that God is bringing a new order in. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would touch Minister Mary.
Yeah.
And, Lord, that you would, I hear God saying that you've been strong and God is getting ready. He's bringing a fresh, sorry to say this, a fresh new compassion on you and a fresh new heart. Not that you didn't have compassion, you didn't have heart, to a fresh new level. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. And we ask right now that you would not be abused anymore, that things would be made right, and that you would not be taken advantage of. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness and mercies. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. The Spirit is very precise tonight. It's very, very precise.
Yeah.
Very, very precise.
Amen.
Amen.
Very
good.
I mean, it was like a word within a word. You know,
and a reel within a reel.
It was different levels of the word. They was all in the right spot. So, amen. Praise God. Got me crying like Bishop Aaron over here.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus.
Y'all. Yeah.
Man.
Amen. Amen. Mary, you want to say anything?
I just praise the Lord. I just praise the Lord. I mean, it's so precise. It's so precise and standing in agreement with me for my children and what he saw the situation, because right now we are going through a situation with my oldest son, and I have been standing, me and my husband and my son and his wife, we've been standing together that this situation would not, he's been accused of some things and we've just been standing against it, and that it would not turn into any kind of, and I plead the blood of Jesus over it, because we believe it's not going to turn into any kind of criminal issue. He's not going to be charged with anything or anything of that nature. And we trust in the Lord that God would do a quick turnaround, just exactly what you've been saying, that he would be free, and that it would be freedom for him in the name of Jesus. And
hallelujah.
And it has been my prayer. I mean, right even before I came on to the program, it is my prayer that, like I was saying, I have a connection with Minister Rachel. It is my prayer that my children, because I raised them up in the Lord, and it is my prayer for them to step into their calling that they have and to serve God and to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, serving the Lord wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus, and raising my grandchildren in the Lord for them to serve the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen. Amen. All right. All right, Mary.
And I thank you guys for standing with me in agreement. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Now, Mary is my sister. And Pastor Catherine is my sister. And Pastor Price is my sister. And Pastor Price said to say, he sent me a message to say, please let the pastors know that I was blessed by their ministry and how God uses them in the miraculous. Amen. Now, we have several people that are holding on right now. Y'all hold on for a moment. God bless you. We're going to be to you in just a moment. Minister Rachel is next. And then Minister Carrie, Bishop, will open a line for you. And then there's a 615 number that we have here. And then Dr. Patrice. Amen. We're going to go into overtime today, so we're just going to do it and just go enjoy it. And praise the Lord. I wanted to make sure that people have your Cash App or your Zelle or PayPal, whatever you have, so that we can be able to bless you.
Okay. I think if they want to give by Zelle, it's the phone number. I'll give you the cell number for it. Would you like me to say it now? It's 804-536-6970.
Okay.
You can tell.
I'll say it again for Zelle. It is 504-536-6970. Okay. We'll say it again as well. If you didn't catch it, text me and I'll send it to you. Okay? All right. Anything else? You guys have a Cash App or anything else?
Well, we do. RevBillAndKim.org, which is our website, and it's got a thing that you can give if you want to. You can do a check on it, you can do credit card on it, whatever, and that gets to us. And it will say, if you do that, it will say, would you like to add such and such to the amount? We already know what it costs to do that, and we're not asking you to do that. It's the app itself does it. Disregard that. If you want to give, you know, $5,000 and, you know, or $5, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and if it says, would you like to give, like, $2 to help offset the cost of using this app, just don't fill that part out. Just leave that blank, okay?
Okay. Okay. So if you want to do Zelle and that goes straight to them, you would put in 804-536-6970. If you want to give no Cash App but give through their website, is RevBillAnd, right?
Correct.
And RevKim.org.
No, just Rev.
Okay.
It's RevBillAndKim.
Don't put
okay
before my name, please.
Got you. So RevBillAndKim.org. And when you
Yay
go there, then they'll have a place where you can donate
from that website. Amen. And if you didn't catch it, text me and I'll send it to you. Amen. Okay, because we want to bless the people of God for sure. Okay. Now, yeah, I had seen you. I just got a text from Minister Kiva, and she had her number one key pressed a long time ago. So, okay, so it'll be Minister Rachel, Minister Carrie, and then Reverend Lord Jesus, Minister, I'm thinking of Reverend Treva, but I want to say Minister Kiva. So you're going to be after Minister Carrie, okay? All right. Overtime, we're in overtime. We're not there yet, but we'll be there in 7 minutes, and it's okay. All right, and I want you guys to know that we will have basically another hour that we can do overtime, and then that's it. Okay. So we have another hour. I'm just going to step out and say this. We may see them again very soon. Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim, because I almost feel like this is like a Asbury revival. And we've not done that before, but we may have to hold on to them maybe even for another month if they are available. And if not, we'll choose another month because this is not finished. Amen. It's not finished. Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk about Reverend Bill's book at all. So, you know, we got to talk about that book at length. Okay. I'm not hearing you say anything, Reverend Bill. I'm not hearing anything.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Okay, okay. 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 Minister Rachel, family.
Oh, hi. Oh, God bless y'all. I'm so glad you said what you said. Yeah, because I was like, yes, they got to come back on again. I thank God for them. the encouragement and how God just flows through them. Yeah, just stay that way. Let the Lord have his way. When we yield, so many good things happen when we do it his way. Oh, I said, God, I don't want to hit no more brick walls. I want to do it your way. That's what I need to always say every day.
Amen.
Oh. Say what you just said again.
No, I said I need to say every day, God, let me do everything his way, not my own way, because I don't want to hit no more brick walls.
Amen.
When I do it my way, it turns out terrible. But when I yield and let God have his way, things better.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we saw, you know, last week what happened and what God did, and, you know, it was just such a flow in the spirit. It wasn't anything that was contrived, and the Lord just laid on so many people's hearts to give last week, and that was awesome.
Amen. Yeah. He
Amen.
Was letting me know that I had to look to him and only him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have kind of a pun or a play on God's covenant name. It's Yahweh. So it's not my way, it's Yahweh.
Amen.
Amen.
And, it's so important to do that. We stand in agreement for even because we all yield, you know, and but we want to yield more and more and more, and so we stand in agreement for increased yielding to Him, and actually an increase that you would hear in an increased level, that it wouldn't be anymore, I think, I'm pretty sure, but God is going to bring a surety of knowing His direction, His guidance, even in the prophetic realm, that you would hear clear, not necessarily for other people, although you will, but more for you and your family. And God is going to open up. It will be so natural that you won't even know you're functioning in it. I'll give an example of today. Today I had a screw in my tire, in my work van, which is a big van. The tire holds 80 pounds of pressure, so it's a big tire. Had a screw in it, and I went stopped in at one of the stores to get some stuff, and my tire happened to fall so that because of that screw, the way it was set, it let all the air out of the tire at a place that I could get everything I needed to fix it. And, you know, I call it riding the wave. And God just naturally, as we're being led by the Spirit, we don't even know that we're being led by the Spirit. Like Apostle said, it's prophesying just by talking. Okay. And it's just such a natural thing. And I see God using and communicating with you in such a natural manner. You will end up in places that you're like, how did we get here? Look at this, the blessings of God. The enemy tried to do this, but look at that. I could have been stopped with my vehicle, and I drive in places where we're at that there is no place to pull off for a couple of miles. Like you can't even get to a shoulder. And God blessed me with doing it right where it was at. And so I'm like, you go, God. You know, what the enemy planned for evil, God uses for good. And I just see God opening up that with you, that even with your kids and stuff like that, that there will be things that you will know that will avert things that are going to happen, and it's just going to be so natural. It's not going to be contrived. You're not going to have to pray in tongues for 10 minutes and then get it, because it's just a natural gift that God's getting ready to release to you. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for fresh fire on Rachel. I don't know if you're doing that yet or not, but I see you doing a children's book. I don't know if that's on your radar or not, but I see you writing or getting together a thing for children in a book form. And anyway, so we ask, Lord, that you would open doors for that you would open up even the ability to get that done and get that set up, the ideas to pour in, and Lord, that we just thank you that you're getting ready to accelerate Rachel. I see God doing. Are you a stay at home mom?
Yes.
Okay. I ask that is because I see God opening up avenues for finances while you're at the home. And so I don't know what that means. I don't know what that looks like. God knows what that looks like. But that there would be an increase in finances that you would not have to go and run, and because you could do your mama thing, but you would also be making, whether it's a little bit or a lot, God will be bringing, it's like a home-based business. And so, Lord, we ask that you would open up those, and it might be the book, but you just open up those things, the financial increase for her, Lord, that you would give her wisdom and novel ideas, Lord. Holy Spirit, just work through her and move through her in Jesus' name. Oh, and we pray over your, because you are married, right?
You know what, her line dropped, and because we're in overtime, she's not going to be able to come back on.
Okay,
no,
but
she's not. Not right now.
Okay.
She was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank you, Lord, that she will not be alone, but Lord, that you will be bringing in one for her. We thank you, Lord, for that. And a man of God, that she would not settle for second best.
I hear a man of integrity. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
With a father's heart.
Amen. Amen. Yes, she's going to have to listen to that. I'm going to tell her she's got to go back and listen to the podcast on that one. She'll be delighted to hear that. Amen. All right. And just to let you all know that, yeah, because we're in overtime, hopefully your line won't drop. But if it does drop, you're not able to get back in after, you know, during the overtime. So just still hold on. Don't go anywhere. Amen. We're going to have Minister Carrie, and then we'll go to you, Minister Kiva. Welcome, Minister Carrie.
Hello, everyone. Yes. I would like to have prayer tonight, too.
Well, we just pray over you right now that the peace of God would be upon you in the situation, that even as the enemy has come in like a flood, God is lifting up a standard against him. The word says that the weapons that are formed against you shall not prosper, but God will overtake them. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that my sister is in your hands, Lord. We just thank you that the enemy would try to get her to turn to the left and to the right, to be distracted by the things. And Lord, we ask that you would give her clear. And I just see God putting on the horses have these things that go on the side of their head that keep them looking straight ahead. And yes, and so it's not blinders from the things of God, but it's blinders from the things of the world. And Lord, we ask that you would put those spiritual blinders on her, that even as the enemy is trying to stir this up and trying to stir that up, that you were warring for her. In Jeremiah 21:10, something in that area, it says that Jeremiah is saying that everybody's wanting him, even his friends are wanting him to fall and stumble. And but it says, I like in one version, it says that Yahweh is my dread champion, and he fights for us, and that those who are their shame, those who are coming against them, their shame would be upon them. But God is in the place of warring for you. And I hear God saying that to let go and watch him war on your behalf. For situations to shift and change, we ask right now that you would break off lack and that there would be an increase of provision. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness and mercy.
Thank
in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Bill. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And you know what else?
Go ahead.
And we pray right now for sweet sleep. That in the night that you would sleep through the night. And it would be sweet, that there would not be a dread to go to sleep. We break off any night terrors, but we just ask that it would be a sweet sleep and that you would wake up refreshed in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Thank you. That's so true.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Minister Kiva. Minister Kiva, you're so patient. God bless you. Welcome.
Good evening. Yes, it's a privilege to be here. Awesome.
Yay.
Awesome. Go Jesus. Go Jesus. I was in awe of God. Everything said, it was just amazing. Everything tonight was just so wonderful. Just thank God for you. And praying for the cat.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to share a dog story real quick before we pray for you, because we have a dog, my dog, that I have prayed for and God gave me. And anyway, when Bill and I got married, let's see, my dog was about 11 then. And we had to be involved in a conference, and it looked like she was going to die because she stopped eating. It just kind of started going into a corner, and we had to be at this conference, and I was just crying, saying, God, please don't let her die, don't let her die. And we'd come home at night, and I'd hold her, and I'd pray in tongues over her, and we'd speak life over her. And so I think, Bill, did you make scrambled eggs or something? And she ate the scrambled eggs, of all things, like she'd never eaten that before. And she would eat that, and I had a dream about her. So, like, that was a Friday night, Saturday night, same thing. And so Saturday night I dreamed that she was at the door, but she was stiff, just sitting at the door. And all of a sudden she came to life and started playing on the porch, and I woke up. And so I was like, oh, no. The Lord's told me she's going to die. And then I realized that that's not what the dream meant. The Lord spoke to me, and he said she was at death's door, but he touched her and extended her life, and that's why she was stiff at the door, and then she started playing. Well, God extended her life for 2 more years, and it was really wonderful. So I just wanted to share that because that was a cool story that God could let her live a few more years. And then when it was time for her to go to heaven, she did.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Amen.
So here's my question. What is your expectation?
My expectation is to walk out everything God has given me and go to the next level and be able to pray for folks And when I dance, they feel his presence and get healed and be able to go on tour and do all the things that God told me to do, even at 60.
That's right, because you're just reaching middle age. 60 is the new 40.
Amen.
And we're going to believe for you to live to 122. Thank you. Not 122, but 120 also.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Well, we stand in agreement with the words that have been spoken over you, that the things that God has showed you, the things that God has revealed to you, that there, and we pray right now that there would be a fresh anointing, that God would release a fresh anointing as you dance, as you worship, as you release the presence and the healing of God, that there would be, it would come to a new level. Did you put your hands out when we were praying?
Yes.
Did you feel something?
I did.
Uh-huh. And see, that release, Lord, we just thank you for that release, that what she came for, she's got.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that I'm going to shut up because you got what you want, girl. God just said shut up. So I'm like,
but not to me.
He doesn't tell Kim to shut up. He just tells me to shut up.
And so I release a psalmist anointing over you, even to a deeper level, a double portion, an increase of that anointing, songs from heaven in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Songs that will come right out of heaven and they'll come to you in the name of Jesus.
Anthems.
Thank you, Lord.
And anthems.
Oh, and Bill says anthems as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We feel that over you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord.
Did you all say something else?
Oh, yeah, I just said it's about what he does and not what we do, and God's already done it for you.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We want to hear the report. Glory to God. And we praise Him in advance. Amen. Amen. All right. Minister Kiva, have a blessed night. Hallelujah. And you know what? You waited. You received while you were waiting. You got it. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's see. We are back to Bishop Aaron. He pressed his number one key again almost an hour ago. And then we have the 615 number, 429. And then we have doctor. Amen. Okay. Bishop.
Praise God. I'm back. Y'all got me to my ugly cry. And I had to pull myself together. Because the Lord
said with bubbles coming out of your nose again.
Yeah. The Lord just... I expected great things tonight. But when the man of God started speaking, he went for the juggler. So that just took me out immediately. And I know he don't know what I've been going through these last few years. And, you know, in my body and my health and stuff like that. And I said, Lord, and I know Elder Kizzy didn't tell him nothing.
Not
and I said, this ain't nobody but you. Nobody but God. Even concerning my family. And I just wanted to tell you, you know, we have a saying, I grew up under a lot of old people in God. And when someone speaks an accurate word or they preach an accurate word, we always say, you're walking with God. And I want to say to you, man and woman of God, you're walking with God.
Amen.
And I just wanted to tell you, thank you. It's rare you get me to that point. But other kids will tell you, there's certain things, there are times God will tell me something, and I turn go to Elder Kizzy to get her to talk me out of it. And then she would go, oh, I believe whatever God says. And God would do just what he said he was going to do. Because we get assignments nobody else wanted. You know, go pray for people that's dying. And God, I get there and I tell Elder Kizzy, God said they're not going to die. Well, they've been in a coma or whatever they were in. Or their heart was open and they don't know how to close it. Then people, God said they wasn't dying, they didn't die until it was their appointed time. But I just thank God. I wanted to come back and say thank you for an accurate word. I'm so encouraged and so inspired both in my faith in God and in my work in God is mostly. It really has really caused me newness or renewness, a new zest, a new zeal. And I thank God for both of you.
Amen. Thank you for the word.
Such an honor to meet you.
You also, amen. I'm telling you, just you're special people. Lord, you got to come back. There's more to this.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, we haven't even heard about the book yet.
Oh, I want to know that information.
Becoming Unstoppable.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
I can imagine. I know the word tonight really, was really powerful, and it really jarred me and woke me up and reminded me how good God is and how powerful he is. Just when we trust his word, don't rely on ourselves, don't rely on the thoughts of man or what they would do. You know, you do everything decent and in order, but there's sometimes, I call him something that some people think is disrespectful, but I call him my stupid God because he does stupid things. If he could
come
be
on,
powerful
thing.
And wonderful and all those things, he can be stupid too. Because he does do some stupid things that just make you step back and say, God, that wasn't nobody but you. But
Bishop,
I thank God for both of you.
Bishop, I had a question for Bishop. Did you have any COVID? Did you get COVID at all?
No, I didn't get COVID. I was always around the COVID ward, but I was praying while I'm laying in my bed dying. COVID was all around me, but I never caught COVID, thank God.
Amen.
I was in the hospital, in that hospital at least 4 or 5 times the last 4 years.
Bless your heart. Oh.
I think one time I was laying there, I was in the emergency room, I was laying there and looked, you know, my eyes were closed, I was kind of out of it, and I heard them say, oh, he's not going to make it. And I just, in my mind, I heard them and I said, but God didn't tell me I was going to die, and I didn't die. The next day, all the staff and the doctors come in my room and said, we didn't think you was going to make it. You look wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Bishop. You have a blessed night.
You too. Wonderful program. Thank you, Apostle Kids. I love you to life.
Amen. Love you. Love you and Lady Sabrina too. Amen. Okay. Area code 615. I think we saw you last week, maybe. We're going to open up your line. Thank you for being so patient. Welcome. Hello? Area code 615-429. Are you still there? Five, then you are after midnight. You're close to 12:30. You might have gone to sleep. Are you saying something? Okay, we're going to continue on.
God bless the 615.
Yeah, God bless you. Okay, and we have Dr. Patrice. Welcome, Dr. Patrice. You've waited
Hi,
a
how
long
you
time,
doing?
Too.
And thank you so much for taking my call. I'm here at work, so I have a twofold going. I would like to have a word from the Lord. First, I want to say thank you so much for sharing the joy, because it's been just a delight just to hear the joy of the Lord as you minister to others. And so I really want to thank you for your obedience in that. I would like to have a word for the Lord for a transition period that I'm about to go through so that I can have clear-cut direction. And then I would like to have prayer for my daughter, and I'm here at work, and I would like for you all to speak with one of my patients so that she might receive prayer. Is that okay?
Huh? Sounds good.
Okie doke.
What is up with your patient?
My patient is here. She is not to disclose too much. Just facing some really health issues, and she's been newly diagnosed, and so she did watch her husband pass away in front of her, so she's like a little, we've been praying this evening, but she's a little nervous about her own life expectancy. So, I'm headed toward her room. That's the noise you hear. And then I told her what I was doing because I was distracted with her talking because I was listening to you. And she asked me, what are you doing? And so I told her what I was doing. And she said, oh, I want to speak. I want to have prayer.
Okay.
Well, we lift her up right now. We break off trauma.
Yeah,
we break off the spirit of depression in Jesus' name. We just loose the life and the joy of the Lord. That you, Lord, we pray that a pep would be back in her step and the enemy stole her song. I hear God saying that she likes to sing and she hasn't sung for a while. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give her song back. You would give her hope back. You would give her like a country record. That everything that that soul would come back.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We speak over her body and that Lord, that you would touch her body, that you would bring healing to her body, that you would bring restoration to her body right now, that her circulatory system, we speak life to that right now, her blood, we speak life to that right now. We just thank you that white blood cell counts would go down. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your grace and your mercy over her. And, Lord, that they would put sight back in her. We just thank you that even as the enemy has bowled over her like a steamroller, that she would bounce back. I see like the old cartoons, the steamroller coming over and flattening them out, and then they're walking around all flat, and then they take their thumb and they blow up and they pop back into place. And Lord, right now we just loose the Holy Spirit to refill her to the fullness of what she was before she got steamrolled by the enemy. And enemy, you can't have her. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' precious name.
And I pray for her cellular memories to be healed in Jesus' name. That vision of her seeing her husband pass away is removed in Jesus' name. And that she'll just feel the love of Jesus with her, and she'll have the good memories of her husband. And I thank you, Lord, for healing her heart, healing her mind. Peace in Jesus' name. Thank you.
And how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 26. I want you to know I'm in the patient room, so I gave her my phone, and she's receiving the word, so I really thank you for that.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We speak life over you now.
Yes.
And we also speak over your daughter. And I just hear schooling. And we pray for finances for schooling for her. I don't know if that's on her radar or not. But
that's Dr. Patrice.
Daughter, yes. Uh-huh. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that the things would be set back in order. It's almost like the enemy took out a couple of years. And Father, that the years that the cankerworm destroyed would be restored. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for favor for her daughter, that every place that she goes, that she would have favor. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we ask that your blessings would be upon her. And Lord, that you would open up, because I do hear two things for her, but that, Lord, that you would open up her understanding to know who she is in you and who you have designed her to be. And I see two things that God has called her. She has the ability to teach and to share, and she has a heart for just like down and out people, that it's like you continue to pour into and continue to pour into and continue to pour into. But she has a heart to continue to pour out the love and pour out the love and not get frustrated in doing that. And I just see God opening up those two things, teaching and that gift of compassion that she has on her. And for Dr. Patrice, we pray right now that there would be, even in this time of transition, that there would be that the peace of God would guide you. I see two things. I see a car traveling, and I see a new building. And so I'm just I know you said it's time of transition, but I just see that you're going to be not necessarily moving to a new place, which that could be, but I see you moving and actually God opening up some fresh new doors for you, because where you're at you've hit the limit, and God is getting ready to bring a shift But what I hear God saying is you're going to stay into the workforce. You're going to stay doing what you're doing, but he's just bringing you to a new place to do it, and a place that you're going to find greater favor than what you found where you're at. And there's going to be greater opportunity to be able to share your faith, and also that when you start laying hands on people, we have a guy who does our hair, so he's my beautician. And he is a straight guy, and he's a Jesus guy, and so one of the things we tell him is that he does have healing in his hands, and that as he's working on people and cutting their hair, that he would release that healing, and he's been doing that and seeing some shifts. But I see the position that God has you in. You will be laying hands on the sick, and they will be recovering. There will be supernatural stuff that's going to happen. And even as you go about doing your normal stuff, whatever you do, God is going to be releasing fresh new healing. And as we were talking today or tonight about what is your expectation, God has called you to be a healer. There is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is healing, and we all have it, but there's also resident gifts that have been given, and there is a gift of healing that is in your hand. And I will put it like this. I do worship. My wife is like awesomely better than me, but I do worship, and I can play, and I can do the songs and that kind of thing, but I'll get going into a set of worship, and then go, oh, yeah. It's not about doing the songs. Of course, we're doing the songs because it's worship, but it's about God's presence. And when I focus on what we're doing is bringing God's presence, then His glory comes down. And sometimes when we go about our jobs, we go about what we do, we forget that there's gifts that we are called to be operating in. And I hear God saying to just realize and expect that every place you go, there's healing. I hear even, I don't know if you've ever done plants and stuff like that, but I hear that I just hear this, that even as a kid, you would bring restoration to things that people would have thought were dead. And so God has got that gift in you. And so.
And I hear also that you have an evangelistic mantle and anointing. And as you're ministering to your people, your patients, you also have that gift of evangelizing and winning people to the Lord. I just want to bless you with that.
Praise God.
And one other thing that I hear, that I don't know if you're doing this or not, I don't know if this is part of the shift or not, but you've been doing, which has been good, but God is bringing you into a place of teaching where you'll be training and raising people up. And so we ask that those doors, opportunities would happen, and that it would, it's almost like you'll be mentoring or I don't know what that's called, but anyway, that you will be teaching things to other people. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Mm-hmm. It does. I am a travel nurse. I have a doctorate in theology, and I'm currently a travel nurse, and I'm going to a new assignment closer to home. So your word is very much on target. I do know that the Lord has been talking to me about being prophetic and using my gift real strongly. So I'm just looking for direction and stuff. So I definitely appreciate your willingness to share with me what the Lord has given to you on your heart concerning my direction in life.
See, that makes sense as a car driving from place to place.
Yes. And the new building and all. Yes, it does. Praise God. Praise
God. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I really, and now when you had that prayer for the healing of hands, I did feel something, but I have been capturing everyone's lessons. So I was like, okay, God, I'll take a portion of that as well. So, yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for praying for my patient. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Dr. Reese. So good to be hanging out with you lately so much. Thank you. Okay, area code 615-429. We're going to try you again. Hello, area code 615-429. Okay. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, I recall that the Lord has had me to do this before. Go ahead, and we have several people who have been on for a long time and have not pressed their number one key. We're going to say their phone number and just whatever the Lord gives you for them. Kind of running out of time, so this is going to be brief, okay? Because I got a call that I want to do it back to you guys. We have approximately, I would say 17 minutes before the program shuts down. Okay? So area code 615-429, do you have a word for them?
Definitely. We just see the fire of God upon you and about you, that there's a hunger for the things of God. There's a desire for the things of God, and you've been pressing in and waiting for the breakthrough and waiting for the breakthrough and waiting for the breakthrough. And the Lord says, I am breaking through. I hear him say, Perez, breakthrough is for you today, for you tonight, that God is getting ready to just overwhelm you with his presence, overwhelm you with his glory. And that hunger and that desire, God says, I have seen it, and you are activating him to move in the things that you're hungering for. And God is just getting ready to just a flood water of his presence and his glory over you and your family, that I just see a shift and a change, and that the things of the end, it's like God is taking it and turning everything on a dime. You've been pressing in, and the prayers and the things have filled the bowls in heaven, and the blessings are getting ready to pour out on you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. We have one, two, three more people.
Okay.
All right.
Reverend Kim, you have anything?
Oh.
I don't want to rush you, but I want to rush you.
No, go to the next number. That'll be great.
Okay. Area code 901-267.
Yes, God has called you to do some evangelistic work. I see God opening up even missionary trips to you. God is saying to go ahead and get your visa set up, not your visa, but your passport set up. and God is going to start opening up some doors. You have a heart for going for the people overseas, and God is going to set you up with the right people. I hear God saying that God is going to, you're going to feel on the inside, just something's wrong, don't go, something's right, and go. God is going to make it real simple for you. And we pray for the finances to come in for that. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for favor. And we even ask for a newer car in Amen. Jesus' name.
Yes, and I bless you with Psalm 91, where he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I just pray protection over you, angelic protection, and the fire of God to surround you.
Yeah, big angel.
Big angel.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Big. Amen. Very accurate. We'll go on to the next one. Area code 314456.
What was the first three numbers?
As if that makes a difference. Okay. 314. Area code 314456.
Well, actually, it does because they're from my hometown.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. You know, that's from St. Louis. Right. Okay.
They could be my peeps.
That's right.
Okay.
You never know. Gotcha. Think about that. But anyway, so to my peeps,
yes,
God is getting ready to bring a fresh new stirring. I see fields that are ripe for harvest, and it's not spiritual fields, it is financial fields. And I see God using you in business and giving you business ideas that you are going to reap harvests from what people have already done. You won't be planting, you won't be sowing, but you will be reaping a harvest. And we just release fresh new blessings upon you in Jesus' name. And I hear God saying that he's getting ready to even it's time to go to businessmen's lunches, Christian businessmen, businesswomen lunches, and God is going to bring connections and connections and connections. You will be bringing God to the workplace, and do not be afraid to share the things of God, because as you share the things of God, God will show you off in Jesus' name.
Amen. And area code 314, God wants you to know he's got your number. I love that. And just to tell you a little story, this is a true story, and there's a book about it, but I felt like the Lord told me to tell you this, that somebody was trying to reach this pastor, and God had, all this person had was a series of numbers, and they called it, and it was a payphone. And this pastor walked by and answered the payphone, and that's who the guy was trying to call. And so it was a miracle. And so the Lord wants 314 to know that God's got your number, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Yay.
Amen. Amen. Okay, the last one is area code 310963.
Well, they're not our peeps, so goodbye. No,
No. Close though. 314310.
Just joking.
Yes. Well, one of the things I hear is that two things. God has made you very creative, and you have creative ideas, and God is giving you those ideas to minister and serve the children. That it's things that adults won't think of, but you do. And God is opening up, and I'm talking about children under 10, under 11, children, and not children in the nursery. So anyway, what is that? Grade school kids, I guess.
Elementary.
Yeah, elementary. Anyway, elementary school kids, and God has put that on your heart, and oh my goodness, and it's like you really don't have children of your own, and God is giving you multitudes and multitudes of children, and it says greater is the bear, more children does the barren have than the one who has children, and so God is getting ready to just really open up the doors, and it's time to step out. It's time to move, and I even see. This is weird because I see it that God has called you a Pied Piper, and it's like you will have the home that everybody wants to be at. And all the young people will come, and so it's a thing that not only would you be doing in the church, but it would be more in the neighborhood, in that kind of thing. And so God's getting ready to just open that up for you. And I hear God saying this too, that as you do it, write down the stuff that you're doing, because God is you. At some time in the future, you are going to be using that material to be able to share with people, so that they will be able to do the same thing that you're doing.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, that's everybody. So we praise.
Yes.
We praise the Lord. Amen. Whew. Okay. We have, 9 minutes and so many seconds. So let's, Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you've done tonight. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. If you're listening to us tonight, you've hung out this long, and you're like, this is a bunch of great people to hang out with, but you really don't know if you're born again. The Lord loves you so much. John 3:16 lets us know that he loves you so much. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what he wants you to do, have everlasting life, loving him everlastingly. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name, now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer tonight, whenever you pray it, even if it's 2055, you are saved. And we pray for you now that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow with us. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And so we have on our broadcast, you just call in. 516-418-5699. We have church service on Sunday, every Sunday 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We have Bible teaching on Monday, and that's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We have prayer on Tuesdays, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the next Wednesday broadcast is the second Wednesday of the month, the 8th of March, and that's our healing service. Join us with that, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on March the 8th. Hallelujah. And then Thursdays is our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio. We're going from February. Next week will be March. So we will see who our guest is going to be. We're talking to Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim. We might have to extend that time because we got to get to this book. Amen. Becoming Unstoppable and much more. Amen. So we'll let you know what's going on when we know what's going on. Praise God. Amen. So let us go back to Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim for our closing remarks and closing prayer. I just want to remind you once again, their Zelle is 804-536-6970, and you can also give on their website, and it's under RevBillAndKim.org, and there's a donation place on there can give to them. If you need that information, text me and I'll send it to you. Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim, God bless you all so much. May the Lord strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, and continue to use you all in such a great and such an awesome way. I just thank God for you all. Hallelujah. It's good to be around people that God uses in such a great way. Amen. So I'm turning it over to you. You have about 3 minutes.
Thank you so much for having us. We just are so blessed to be connected with you. We love you and the people on your radio. Y'all precious. We love your whole family.
Yes. And,
thank you.
And we do want to pray a blessing over you and your family.
Yes.
And I hear God saying not just your natural family, but your spiritual family. And that even as the blessings of God are overflowing from you, it would overflow to them and in a real world sense. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We just thank you for Apostle and thank you for her just opening up her ministry and opening up the things that God has called her to. We thank you for expansion of that. We ask that you would increase finances, that even as people would hear this, that they would start to pour into her more and more. Lord, we just thank you for increase in blessings over her. And we just thank you for what you've done today, the things that you've shared, that you've sown into people's hearts, that they would be covered, and that Holy Spirit, that you would pour in to everybody, and that the seeds would bear much fruit. Lord, we thank you that you bring us to a fresh new level of the supernatural in you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm not going to say goodbye to you all. we will be talking. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I've never felt like this, quite like this in this setting. I felt like this in other settings where you know, it's like the assignment's not over. Where are you going?
That's
you
right.
know, and so I just, that's how I feel. I mean, so you guys pray about that, and we will talk. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it may be March, if you guys are available. It may be another month, but the assignment's not over. Praise God. There is more.
Yay. We're so
yeah, right. Yay. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all so much. And have a blessed rest of the night. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Y'all turn up.